Members of the House of Lords are debating the government's EU referendum bill. The Conservatives want to set down in law the need for a referendum on the UK's membership. David Cameron wants to hold a vote in 2017. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has been watching for you.
Eddie, high octane, souped up, devilishly compelling. Three descriptions even the most charitable would hesitate to use about debates in the House of Lords. Its selling point, say its advocates, is that it's a deep reservoir of wisdom. Some of its members, yes, motivated by partisan party interests, but plenty, including them, thought of as considered, deep-thinking, independent-minded. And so it was to the upper house that the referendum bill arrived. A quick recap of its origins. Every year there's a tombola here at Westminster. Backbenchers throw their names into a hat and are drawn out one by one. Those who do well get to introduce their own idea as a bill in the hope it becomes law. When the Conservative James Wharton came out first, he picked up and ran with a Tory idea of a referendum in 2017 on the UK's membership of the European Union. It made its way through the Commons and then was welcomed when it arrived on the red benches by the author and Conservative peer Lord Dobbs.
A referendum is about democracy. It's not about being anti-European or pro-European. It's about allowing people to decide their own future. It'll be a brave man who denies them that choice, and an even braver, unelected peer.
Now, there are lots of things that can help land you a seat in the House of Lords, but the best qualification is having the word former in how you get introduced. Lord Kinnock has it at least twice, former Labour leader, former European Commissioner. He reckoned the referendum bill was a symptom of bad party management by David Cameron.
It exists, my lords, because the Prime Minister, through a series of lame gestures and rejected assurances, has tried to assuage the militant Europhobes in his party and has failed. He has sought to mollify them. He gets mockery in return.
And Liberal Democrats like Lord Taverne weren't too keen on it either.
The only logical reason for having a fixed date now is that the events of the next 3 years are irrelevant. The only logical reason, in a sense, therefore, is those who just want out. UKIP and a section, the Tea Party section of the Conservative Party.
And yes, haunting this whole debate are four letters that spell out UKIP. The UK Independence Party has never had greater influence on politics, even though it's never had any MPs. But it does have three peers. Here's one of them, Lord Willoughby de Brooke.
The Europhiles were badly wrong then, and they're badly wrong now when they say they'll be marginalised, somehow turned into a pariah state if you're rash enough to leave the EU. I was grateful the other day to the EU Employment Commissioner, Laszlo Andor, so happily put it, we would become the nasty country of Europe. That's the nasty country that gives them £20 billion a year at the moment. We'll look forward to getting that back.
This being the House of Lords, there was a potpourri of highly qualified opinion, peers not always loyal to their party's cause. You could hear a screamingly Eurosceptic Labour peer and a Conservative sceptical about the whole idea of a referendum. A point frequently made was, regardless of your views on the European Union, whether this bill was necessary at all. After all, it could become law and a referendum could still not happen if Labour wins the election. It could fail to become law, but a referendum could still happen if the Conservatives win the election. Such arcane, Westminster-y pointy-headedness is right up the street of former heads of the civil service, like Lord Armstrong.
Prime Minister's commitment is quite as binding as it need or can be without legislative underpinning. This bill, my lords, is unnecessary, and I might almost say pointless.
And it could still run out of parliamentary time and get bogged down in committee stage. But the Conservative prize here isn't necessarily the bill, but discussion about the idea of a referendum. It's a discussion that they think is useful because they think the cause is popular.
Chris Mason at Westminster.